Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's hour 4 of the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. We got an hour and a half to go before Rangers pregame takes off. If you want to hear Sandler go after me again, stick around. He'll join us in an hour or so. And he'll tell us what we need to know about this Texas Rangers ball club. Coming off a nice series win against the Yankees, 10 runs last night. And now they get set to take on Ron Washington and the Angels. Here's Chief with an edition of Football's Finest.
Yes, sir. I mean, where are we at here, bros? We're like 2 hours and some change away from kickoff. The season's here. Football is back. Life is good. Just saw a little quote here from Lamar Jackson, who suits up tonight versus the Kansas City Chiefs, which is the last team that he played, taking the L in the AFC Championship game at home. And the quote in the Washington Post here from Lamar Jackson as we get set for kickoff in Kansas City, he says, "How I'm feeling right now, I wish I was feeling like this body-wise in the AFC Championship. We would have won the game. I would have been able to move around for my guys. With me just hurting and can't move, I know if my legs were good, we would have won that S. We wouldn't have even had to throw the ball. F throwing the ball." End quote. Never heard a quarterback say F throwing the ball, but I get everything he's saying. Yes, if you had the same type of fresh legs that you do today, having not played a single football game in 6 months, as you do or as you did in the AFC Championship game after playing nothing but football for 6 months, yeah, I think just about everybody would raise their hand and say, yeah, you know what? I wish I felt like in late January the way I do in early September. Of course that's the case, but that's the nature of the beast. When you're a running quarterback, you're not going to have your fresh legs. I mean, you don't think DeMarcus Lawrence feels like, man, if I just wasn't so burnt out after a season, you don't think maybe DeMarcus Lawrence feels like they could have only lost by 10 or whatever to Green Bay? Probably, you know, but hey, we can't all be just fresh legs, snap our fingers, we're in the Super Bowl, and we have no wear and tear on the body. F throwing the ball, though, quote by a quarterback, never seen it before. So we're making history this season in the sport of football. Speaking of history, my dear God, what are we doing here with the Cowboys? Now, if it wasn't for some Australians also being football guys and pointing this out, I would have never known just how...
There's some football guys and gals over there.
Just how rooted in stupidity this particular season is for
rooted
McCarthy.
Rooted in stupidity? Is that what you said?
Yes. Because our guy, Laurie Horish... Right. Who is a football monster?
He was it's a shame you guys were gone because he showed up like 2 days before we were leaving. Yeah, he's covering all the NFL for ESPN Australia.
Yeah,
so he popped through and we were having a good old time with him. Well, he's a lot of fun. Great guy,
Australian Jewish brother.
Great guy.
Correct me the way you did, but do it into the microphone.
What, Laurie Horish?
Horish. Okay, my apologies.
Not Horish.
So Nick Harris unveiled the news yesterday, the theme for the Dallas Cowboys. Last year it was Carpe Omnia, seize everything. And this year it is just simply one word, rooted R-O-O-T-E-D. Okay.
From the rooter to the tutor.
That's right.
Rooted.
Shout out to the pigskin. Football's back.
Split over there.
Yeah.
So our guy Larry Harish,
Haresh,
decided to
close
as an Australian man.
I think you nailed it.
Give us the Australian slang dictionary version of what rooted means.
Yeah.
Which of course means F.
Duh.
In nearly all its senses.
Yeah.
I feel rooted. Or, like, I feel bleeped.
Mm. Yeah.
So, in Australia this year, the Cowboys fans know that their season theme is literally effed. Like, when you see Mike McCarthy roaming the sidelines on a game day with a hoodie that reads rooted, he's basically just...
We're bleeped.
He's admitting it.
I love the self-awareness here, and I'd like to think he did this on purpose. He was just hiding in plain sight. This was his plan. He's like, McCarthy's looking around going like, this is the roster you're giving me. You're lame ducking me. Okay. If you're ducking me, then we're
rooted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're
lame ducking me, you're effing me.
Yeah.
And this isn't even like up for debate or like a piece of, you know, modern slang in Australia. This is it. You know, you put what does rooted mean in Australia to have intercourse or something is not working or broken.
That's pretty dang phenomenal, man.
We're America's team, guys, okay? America's
yeah. rooted.
Yeah,
we're and not. Just yeah, as rooted as they've been for the last 30 years.
We're not world's team. We're not the world's team.
Is it too late to change this, you think?
I think this is one where you just...
No, I think you're rooted.
You're rooted to it.
You're rooted, man.
You're rooted to it.
The Jones family's going to be laughing about this one for a long time.
Well, Jonathan Jones is reporting on the home field advantage in Brazil that the Eagles actually have. I wasn't expecting this, but this feels like huge advantage, filthy. As the home team...
You mean Park Shores didn't have anything about this?
Park Shores?
Yeah, what's my name?
Park Shores.
Elliot Shore Parks. Haresh.
Park Shores. What's my guy's?
Elliot Shore Parks.
Elliot Shore Parks. He's not over there like giving us home field advantage in South America.
He probably thinks they won the game already.
As the home team Friday in Brazil, the Eagles got a hotel closer to the stadium. The Packers, on the other hand, will have a game day commute that is estimated between 90 minutes and 2 hours based off heavy traffic.
Don't we have security going, getting us to the games?
That's ridiculous.
I have no idea, dude. We're in Brazil. I don't know what this is going to look like.
I'm going to say we probably have some security getting us
to
the games.
They probably do. Maybe the people in Brazil just don't care about your security.
We're still sitting on a bus for 2 hours.
It's a long time.
Sounds brittle.
That feels like a huge disadvantage for the Green Bay Packers. And I'm sure it's a comfy ride. I mean, you'd like to think it's probably as comfy as a bus can be, perhaps.
Snacks and waters along the way.
Yeah, you're gonna be snacking or whatever, but a game day commute of 2 hours, I think, is definitely not cool. And if I was a Packers fan, I'd be a little bit bummed about that. Speaking of being bummed, we're already on the injury report in San Francisco with Christian McCaffrey. A lot of people's number one overall fantasy pick in the fantasy drafts, battling a calf/Achilles issue.
They
will
go together.
Be limited in practice. So, I mean, it's just... You never want to start the season. When you're starting the season on the injury report, that is limping into the season.
I thought he was hurt all training camp. He was hurt, and they were bringing him back.
The rules say that they've got to put this on the report, on the injury report.
No, I'm just saying, though, wasn't he coming back from
this?
He's
back. Like, he's going to play on Sunday, but they've got to report it.
Oh, okay.
Or else they're going to get fined.
The 816 thinks we are ball sacking them with how rooted we are this season. And I cannot begin to tell you how not true that is in terms of us ball sacking. That's 100% facts.
Look it up.
It's 100% facts. That's just what it is. So I'm just reporting to you the true news of the day.
Cowboys rooted themselves once again.
We have Jason Kelce's parenting advice. Yep. Apparently, he tells his kids that cats are poisonous, so they don't have to actually get one.
That's genius.
I think this was a ball sack.
I told Abby.
No, that's real.
I was allergic to cats.
Did he not come out and say that this was not true?
For the longest time, he said he was just joking about it.
Yeah, of course.
But it's something, to be honest, it's something that as a dad of young children, you need to be thinking about right now. what's your going to be your strategy for telling them, no, you can't get this
trying
pet?
To get out of these things?
Because at about age 5 until age 9, it's going to be constant. Can I get a gerbil, a guinea pig, a cat, a dog? It's unrelenting.
I'm just going to say mom's allergic. It's part of the celiac disease.
All three of them are going to team up on Chief. I want a cat. And they're going to cry and scream about it, bro.
Gosh, that's going to be tough.
I know Chief's just going to tell him no. He's not a pet guy at all, are you?
Yeah, Chief, have you ever got him a pet?
No.
No, they just shoot him.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, that's right. We're like, we're the family.
We don't shoot pets, okay? Wild raccoons are not house pets, okay? Yeah. First and foremost.
They love their raccoons.
All animals in the woods are meeting right now talking about the Chiafalo family.
We have a couple.
This family, and you know, we need to be aware about them when they come into our areas.
We have a couple of cats that roam the neighborhood, and you can't even say they're stray cats because they have a house there, but their owners just let them roam, and they just barely crack their garage door so he can just like come and go as he pleases. But he's also just arriving in our backyard and dropping grumpers back there.
What?
I'm serious. I discovered this while mowing the lawn, and then you run over it unbeknownst to me, and now you're living in a world of disgust. You feel like you're at FedEx Field watching the Commanders play football all of a sudden, just surrounded by disgust. So I brought my kids out, and I said, hey, this is what happens when you bring cats around. Okay, you smell how bad this is? See how disgusting this is? Now get back inside and don't ask me again.
Wow.
There you go.
I thought maybe the porch poo guy? Maybe he's showing up with the cat stuff in your backyard.
They didn't think it was cat poop, for the record, I guess.
They didn't think it was. No, this cat's been running amok a little bit.
You see Eric Guthrie drags him outside, like, points stuff up. Now genius. Get back in the house.
Genius.
Yeah, that's what you got to do, man.
I stand in awe of his vision.
I appreciate that.
How to cut these things off.
You want some Ted Nugent videos?
Oh, man.
The Hassan Reddick's still a no-show, by the way, with the Jets. So that's becoming more and more disastrous by the second. I'm kind of surprised that he hasn't shown up just to be like, are you really going to lose money here? It doesn't seem like the Jets are ready to play any type of ball with you on a contract.
Man, I didn't think he would. I didn't think he'd stay out this long, but he is. He's rooted. Wild.
In the athletic,
account is.
They're talking about the Jets and where things stand right now and where Aaron Rodgers is at with coming off the injury and whatnot. And the report is that Rodgers didn't look hindered by his surgically repaired Achilles. He was moving around in practices fairly well and even making some plays on the move. The offense was just sloppy at times, and this summer included Rodgers' worst practice in a Jets uniform when he completed 11 of 27 passes back in mid-August. There were some snapping issues. He and Garrett Wilson had to reestablish their chemistry at one point, but once they did, Garrett Wilson became a monster and Rodgers and the offense took off. So that's the assessment of where Aaron Rodgers and the Jets offense is, but we'll all find out in San Francisco on Monday night.
You fantasy football guys and gals out there, is he a draftable guy? Was he a draftable player?
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, of course.
Draftable in the sense that, like towards top 10? Very, absolutely not. Not even top 10 rounds.
No. He was drafted in every league that I drafted in. But he's probably drafted as a quarterback, too, like a backup option.
So he is a backup quarterback on most fantasy football teams.
Yes, until he proves that he's good again.
Okay.
Injury really rooted him last year.
Whole Jets organization is pretty rooted.
Dawson, you know what you're talking about over there.
Do you feel more or less rooted after hearing this sound from Jerry Jones when talking about Ezekiel Elliott? Listen to the comparison. Listen to the name drop here as Jerry talks about current Zeke. Like what we just saw, Patriots Zeke. This is Jerry with Stephen A. yesterday.
I personally thought that his work there in New England was better than maybe a lot of other people evaluated it. Yeah. I thought that's fair. He did carry the mail in some critical times for them. And by the way, I saw those old boys getting up with that Jimmy Brown look, the way those players used to look when I was watching him on television, and they'd look like they'd just hit a brick wall or an old Jimmy had just ease up. I saw some of that still in the way that New England with Zeke got the job done in the running game.
Right.
I have more belief that Zeke gives us what we need in our short yardage than maybe a lot of fans do.
Oh, root me running. This is really disturbing.
Shut the F up!
I was literally jarred this morning when I heard Jimmy Brown. How many folks were calling him Jimmy? I don't know. I'm sure Jerry and Jimmy were good buds, so he could get away with that. But I was not expecting the Jim Brown name drop when speaking about current sub 4 yards per carry Ezekiel Elliott.
Jimmy Brown, and he kept saying that we've spunt the money.
Oh, we have that.
Spunt we've it. Spunt it.
Yeah, I've never. Have we heard Jerry ever say
never
that?
Heard him say spunt.
Here's Jerry spunting his balls off with Stephen A.
There's no question that I got some of that off my credit card.
Yeah.
Okay.
In other words, I spunt some money that I didn't have. Yeah. Very common in the NFL. But the facts are that not only have we had great supporting cast around Dak, we have also spunt some of the money that we've got to spend on Dak in the future.
That's country. That's just country right there, bro.
Yeah. Not a biggie.
That's a little country.
No, I hadn't.
But I haven't heard him say spunt before.
I hadn't heard it. And it definitely the same way, Waldchuck, that you felt like you got like tased a little bit when you were listening, like woke you up.
It's jarring.
That's exactly what happened.
A little jarring.
Yeah. And then he doubled down on the spunt.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Stephen A. was agreeing with him on it.
Screaming A. I mean, he is the biggest butt kisser. He will rip the Cowboys for the ratings on First Take, and then he's just going to sit, oh, you're right. I agree with Zeke. He's much better than people thought he was last year. You're right.
He's a showman like Jerry, though. You know, they're akin that way.
Exactly. Screaming A.
I do think it was, I mean, Stephen A. asked him about, like, you guys are not spending near as much cash as
he had
the rest.
Questions,
you know,
he did.
Like, hey, how can you say you believe in Dak and you believe he can get it done when he hasn't done it in the postseason? So respect to Stephen A. on a couple of those questions. Now, here is Jerry with the, I don't know, the euphemism of the day. Jerry, how did you grow up?
I grew up being taught to have a big front door. Mm-hmm. And a small back door.
Well said. There it is. Football's finest, ladies and gentlemen.
300 pounders.
All
the way down.
Zigging with another zag, baby.
Thank you, Chief. Back love door. In addition to the finest most afternoons at 5 o'clock here in the G-Bag Nation. It's time to hit the expressway and the start of the Cowboys player show. Linebacker Eric Kendricks joins us next right here on your home of the Cowboys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
5-3 The Fan. All right, buddies, it's time now to hit the expressway where we take you commercial-free to the top. I think we're going to have to be a little flexible with the schedule. It is time right now at 5:20 every Thursday for the Eric Kendricks show here. We talk with the Cowboys linebacker, but he's still in meetings as they're wanting to make sure they get everything set. So, you know, we're going to float the sked for them.
They just found out how rooted they were.
That's right. Segment's brought to you by the on-time experts, and we'll get to Eric Kendricks here in just a second. But we're going to do LA Live early, so kind of flip-flop that order. A lot of stuff going on in the world of sports right now. Chris Young does not have a contract for next season. What that means about the Rangers' future. Evan Grant just posted that on the morning news. So we'll talk about that probably with Sands coming up at 6 o'clock. The top story of the day is the Cowboys want to do a longer deal, not a shorter deal. Diana Russini's report yesterday said the opposite, and that was kind of a surprise, but Clarence Hill cleaned that up, saying it's Dak that wants to go short. So, you know, a couple of days before the NFL season start. Of course, Texas, Michigan is out there as well, but it is time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius has an early edition of LA Live.
Don't want no short man. Hey, y'all see that fool that got the airplane turned around because he wouldn't stop vaping?
My cousin was on the flight.
No way.
He called me 2 days ago. He's like, dude, we're flying from Milwaukee to Dallas, and we have to peel off and like to Tulsa or whatever because a grown middle-aged man is fighting people because he's not allowed to vape. I'm serious.
Like, hold on. We might have a little situation.
Okay.
Y'all talk amongst yourselves.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, vaping on a plane at 46 years old, he was like throwing punches, kicking around or whatever. He was in first class, though. So my cousin was like, I had my kids with me, but we were far enough away. But it was just, it was like anytime you're in, I've never been on a plane situation like that, you know, and especially when you're with your kids, you're just like, whoa, what is about to happen here, dude?
Yeah, I've seen that every now and then, and it seems like you can get away with ripping one or two as long as you're willing to very quickly put it away. Like, oh, my bad, you know?
Yeah. I smoke them all the time on there.
Really?
I sure do. I enjoy myself.
How long are you holding
about
that in,
two orange juice and vodkas deep? Stop pulling that thing out.
Do you even go take it to the restroom?
No, I sit right there in my chair. Yeah. Blow it right at the window.
Well,
we had a phone call. I'm waiting for him to call back. I don't want him to interrupt LA Live.
Yeah, no, that's good. We'll just talk about some Cowboy stuff here until he joins us, and then you know we'll knock out some Eric Kendricks, and we'll get this Cowboys player show going properly. Excited to talk about it, talk about football with him. If you heard him on KMC Masterpiece during training camp, he is one of the best interviews in the NFL, so we are very interested in you know booking him, and he agreed to join. But so much of the conversation right now is around Dak Prescott and Clarence Hill's clarification of that story. If we're talking, if negotiations continue, as Mishota, you know, gave us a quote from Dak a little bit earlier, that the conversations are still ongoing and it's just a 1 year difference, 4 or 5 years, aren't things adding up to a resolution on this in the next couple of days one way or another, Brian, or do you think it can still wiggle off the hook?
Do you think it's one or just 1 year?
I think it's 4 or 5 years, right? And last night, Jerry said 5 with Stephen A. Smith.
Okay. I just was kind of wondering with that, you know.
I think they like to do the 5-year deals.
They absolutely want to do the 5-year deal. And I was asking that in a way that it seems like that if it was just down to a 1 year, that maybe, yeah, it absolutely, that, okay, that's what we're dealing with 1 year. To me, if you're holding... This might be more about Dak just saying, you know what, we've come this far with it. Let's just keep riding this thing.
If you're Dak's side, if he gets to free agency and he's even able to flirt with other teams, don't you think naturally that's going to raise the price tag to where now the Cowboys have to match it?
Yeah, well, they either have to match or they let him go.
Right.
You know, that's where they're at. But I just kind of feel like that if you're Dak Prescott, and everybody's kind of been talking about why sign? You know, you've given them an opportunity to negotiate this deal, and now we're getting to the point where the season's about to start, and he's going to say, "Hey, I'm not going to." Most of these guys do when they get to a contract situation, and then the season does start. They say, "Well, we're putting it on the back burner, and we're worried about it afterwards."
Yeah,
and a lot of people, you know, and so I could see Dak once again betting on himself, even if it is just like you asked me, 4 to 5 years. I could say, well, you know, heck, maybe we could get more. Maybe we could get more years. Maybe we could get more money. Maybe, we, you know, he really honestly has no reason to sign with you right now unless he is worried about injury, you know, or, you know.
Or he really doesn't want to leave.
Yeah.
And I don't think he does. He was talking about,
think about this then. If he really doesn't want to leave, why didn't he, wouldn't he just go ahead and sign then now?
To try to get the most money possible. You know, you're threatening I'll leave, and
yeah, but
they're threatening we might not want
you. They're saying, okay, 5 years this, you're asking for 4 for this.
Yeah.
You know, if you really didn't want to leave, I think you would sign this contract. If it's the highest paid guy or the highest paid quarterback,
yeah,
I think that you would sign it.
And I think you will, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know about that.
You just want to, you know, walk this to the longest possible moment, put that fear in the other party. And
man, he's holding all the cards.
CD waited and got what he wanted.
Sure did.
You know, I think you have to wait until they see it as the deadline. Joining us now here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan, is our weekly guest here for the Cowboys season, linebacker Eric Kendricks in the G-Bag Nation. And a good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Looking forward to this weekly conversation we're going to have through the season. Thanks so much for agreeing to it.
I think this is the best mic that I've ever used, so I'm hearing myself loud and clear, and I get used to this.
Yeah. You sound fantastic.
Sounded good. How was practice? How was the meetings and everything? What's new?
Practice was good. You know, it was a little sticky out today. Got some sweat in. Just went over the film, went over some two-minute stuff, and feeling good, feeling confident.
So one of the big questions that you're equipped to answer probably better than anybody is, what's it going to be like for a team transitioning into the Mike Zimmer defense? Are we ready to hit the ground running?
Yeah, I mean, we got to be ready to hit the ground running. I feel like we got a lot of good work with our offense and various other offenses during camp, and now it's go time. So obviously, you know, we got a little bit more pressure on the line, but at the same time, you know, we know the looks we should be getting. Essentially, we're always going to get some unscouted looks in this first game, but looking to bring some pressure, looking to strap some people up, you know, cause some turnovers, cause some havoc, and get it going, get it rolling.
How different is this version of the Zimmer scheme and defense compared to what it was when you were playing with him in Minnesota?
It's definitely different. You know, there's different players on this team. One of the things I like is always, you know, we've always utilized the players that we do have. You know, the nucleus of the defense is definitely the same. Some of the coverage concepts and things like that are the same. But we have a lot more different. We have a lot more. You know, variety in our looks, especially, you know, with Micah and D-Law and those kind of guys up front. I'm looking forward to it because this is what we've been working on, you know, for the last month or so. So it's about time that season comes.
We're pumped to see it, man. We got to catch up with Zim a little bit out there in Oxnard, and he was reflecting on his time in Minnesota. Have you noticed any difference in his coaching style?
I mean, not really. One of the things I remember from, you know, him being my coach previously was how consistent he was. You know, I feel like, you know, he has a standard of what he wants on defense, and he's very, very meticulous, very, very detail oriented, and that's what he counts on us to be the same way. You know, he wants us to know our stuff. He wants us to be, you know, on point and accurate, and you know, he doesn't want us to make mistakes. But at the end of the day, you know, he wants us to play football too. He wants us to play free and fast. So you can use your instincts for sure as well.
Hey, Eric, it's funny. I was circled back. You were talking about the microphone. We got media background looking at right now with you. What do you do some of these things, podcasts and things like that?
not really. You know, I've done my fair share of being in the NFL and things like that. But sure. I'm leaning into it a little bit more. You know, I feel like my personality is coming out more so now than it used to. You know, I used to be kind of like, we want to play good defense, and you know, I don't want to say anything that's going to be, you know, affecting the team and things like that. And now it's like, okay, you know, I put the work in. You know, people know who I am and what I bring to the table. You know, I can relax a little bit and just chat.
Look, you've been around the league a long time. You've been a great player, and we oftentimes talk when free agency rolls around that the Cowboys seem like a destination that players would want to play for because of what comes with being a Cowboy. For you, I mean, is that something you thought about at all when you were coming here? Like, what for players around the league, how much of that is real, or is that just a media stereotype?
No, that's accurate. You know, I feel like, you know, in order to be the best, you got to play the best. You know, you got to play against the best. You know, you got to, and I feel like the Cowboys are always known for having, you know, the primetime games, you know, tough schedules, and you know, they get it rolling. So I feel like that definitely came into play in preseason. You know, the NFL is tough all around. You know, you can't hide that, but it puts a little more pressure on you, you know, with the star on. So I kind of like that.
Which one of the young linebackers asked the most questions of you?
I honestly don't know. Probably between, you know, either Damone or Maris for sure.
I would bet Maris is a very curious,
smart.
He seems very curious a lot about just the way he plays and stuff like that. That he's probably a guy that wants to know everything that's going on with the scheme.
Yeah, you know, he's building some really good habits, man. I really like what I'm seeing from him, and he's going to be a special player for sure.
It's Cowboys linebacker Eric Kendricks here in the Nation.
Was he the most impressive rookie talent show at training camp guy? We heard him sing, and he's got, amazing pipes, but was somebody... Did anybody compete with Maris there?
Nobody came close, and I'm happy to say it came from the linebacker room. You know, the voice of mix between Fergie and Jesus. You know, it was nice to hear.
I love
the
reference.
it was good to hear. You know, especially in the dog days of camp. You know, you get the rookies up there. Sometimes they don't take it seriously, but we didn't have to worry about that when my dog Maris got up there. He took the mic away and stole our hearts. One note at a time.
What did you do as a rookie?
I actually made a wrap up. It was like a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Nice.
And we had camp in Mankato in Minnesota, and I made like a Fresh Prince of Mankato type of rap, and I played the beat behind it. So I got pretty creative, you know. So I don't want to see anybody go up there and take a day off, you know. You got to come with it.
Do you remember the rap?
No, not at all.
Dang it.
And I wouldn't repeat it either.
He totally remembers.
How has the rookie hazing changed since you were a rookie compared to what it is now? I mean, do you have these guys? I mean, what do you got? You got a road trip to Cleveland. Is there a rookie? Like, is Leofowl knowing that he's bringing a particular food item on the plane for you, or what's the deal?
I don't even think he knows. Like, for me, I remember the first week I came in, the first two weeks, it was a... I think the basketball playoffs are around, you know, time of OTAs, minicamp, kind of. Mm-hmm. And we went to go watch a game. I got invited to watch a game with some of my teammates at this restaurant. And I'm there. This is my second week there. And the bill got handed to me immediately.
Oh.
And so it was – and I thought they were joking, but, you know, $2,000 later. And, you know, I mean, it's, you know, little things like that, but – You know, I feel like even I didn't have it as bad as the rookies of, you know, the past before then. Yeah. We you know, there's probably some stories out there that are, you know, crazy.
Yeah, if you see Dez around, ask him about his rookie dinner experience. I think Jerry had to step in, actually, and write a check for that one.
See, that wasn't my rookie dinner was a different night, so I still had that experience, but this was just my first outing with the team.
Okay. Eric Kendricks here. What are your interests outside of football, Eric?
Big car guy. Hard for me not to say cars every single time. I don't know, you know, what I would do without them. But I've always had a passion for cars, you know, from Hot Wheels to, you know, RC cars, now actually cars. Love working on them, tinkering on them in the off season. Love driving. But, you know, other than that, you know, big traveler. I love food. So me and my wife, we always... check out all the local food spots, and you know we chef it up as well.
Yeah, I bet you guys are having fun exploring in Dallas. But if you're tinkering on cars, that's got to be like classics, right?
Yeah, you know, the new ones are super hard to work on.
Yeah.
But so one of the cars that I recently have worked on was my grandpa's 1995 Dodge Viper, which was in pretty bad shape when we got it, but it's running great now. We kind of just like replaced little things on it that it needed, fuel lines, you know, oil, you know, spark plugs, just the basics, and just good to get underneath it and change it out. That car is insane. It's completely sketchy, but I love it.
You know, you talk about replacing things and working on the car. Is this stuff you do from like memory, or you sit there and go to like YouTube like the rest of us and say, oh, this is how I need to learn how to put this in, and you like watch a video on how to do it before you actually do it?
Oh no, YouTube is great, for sure. YouTube is fantastic.
Unbelievable.
And,
for that.
But like I actually have I've been lucky to have a lot of mentors in the space, and you know, for the most part I work on cars with my buddy Carter, who is younger than me, but he has way more experience working on cars than me.
Sure.
So it's kind of nice to have somebody who I can just ask the dumbest questions and he'll show me how to do it, or, you know, we'll get under the car together. It's been a lot of fun.
So is there anybody on the team with what they're driving right now, you're like, man, we need to get you a new set of wheels?
There's a lot of people, but, you know, I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus. We're just going to work on it in silence and, you know, see what their budget is and try to, you know, push for things that I like.
I think DeMarcus Lawrence has got some really good wheels.
He had a cherry red Benz the other day.
Oh, wow. There you go.
The other day.
You know, yeah.
Yeah. So it was, I was like, hey, D-Law, that's you right there. Okay.
What's your favorite that you have?
My favorite that I have, I mean, so I have an R34 Skyline, which is a, you know, it's from Japan, and it's my favorite. It's just super nostalgic for me and growing up, and that's the car that we knew we couldn't have here in America, but, you know, it's all-wheel drive. You know, Paul Walker, you know, jumped over the other car and Too Fast, Too Furious with it, and I've been driving that a lot lately, and it's just so much fun, all the turbo sounds and things like that. It just, you know, that's what I work, you know, I work hard for a multitude of reasons, but, sure. You know, I've always wanted to get into cars, and, you know, unfortunately, I wasn't able to afford them before.
Well, what I am curious. I know you're about to take on the Browns here. I don't know how much of a trash talker you are, but would you be willing to at least try and keep tally of how many massage jokes get thrown at Deshaun during the game, and then report back next week with
the
number?
I will report back to you. I personally, I kind of black out during games, so sometimes people come up to me in the off season and are like, "Man, you talk crazy during the games," and then I'm like, "What?" And then sometimes I feel like I'm more on the quiet side, but we'll see.
Yeah, man, keep a little tally for us. We'd love to get that.
Yeah, you got
to
be aware though, Eric. They have a thing called sounds from the sidelines. So if you see like this boom over the top of you while you're standing there, just go off on it. It's okay, man. They make you sound like it's some of the greatest audio and visual stuff we get from a game.
Okay.
So if you feel like you're getting filmed, just go ahead. Just go off like you're always. It's like a blackout. Yeah, it makes it fun for all of us to really get the feel of it.
Just get fined.
Yeah, get fined. Yeah, they bleep. Don't worry, they bleep you out. They'll bleep you out.
So you say some outlandish.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Off the wall stuff.
Exactly.
What is the scouting report on this Browns offense before we let you boogie out of here?
Man, honestly, they have a really, you know, experienced O line. We know that their O line has been working together for a while. You know, we don't know the status, you know, as far as right now, but at the same time, we know. They work really well as a unit. Run game is very strong. Quarterback, we know what he's capable of. You know, out of the pocket plays. You know, extended plays. And you know, they got a guy who is you know, formerly a Cowboy as well. So we know about him. And you know, hopefully, you know, we just run and hit everybody and take care of business.
Sounds like a plan to me, Eric. Give him hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Thanks.
Cheers. There he goes. Cowboys linebacker Eric Kendricks every Thursday at 5:20 here in the G-Bag Nation. Set bye week and Thanksgiving.
There we go. Yeah.
Okay, it's time now to go win to that Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has an edition of LA Live.
Yeah, hold on. Hey, I wonder if Eric knows that Meekum is in town, Broadus.
Yeah, I tell you what, I almost brought that up. I really did.
The auto auction is in town.
Man, that is awesome. If you want to just go and watch some beautiful cars.
Watch some ballers.
Yeah, some ballers.
Buy the first Trans Am or something like that from Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, let's get into a Thirsty Thursday Ladies Night edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James.
Well, all right. Squares, it's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance with some of everything.
Yeah, baby.
Everybody get high.
Yeah.
Ladies!
Man, we're discussing the rezoning for the Portillo's. Do you have any comments on that?
For what?
We're discussing the rezoning on 53rd for...
Well, I live on 63rd.
Again, we're here to hear comments about the rezoning.
Well, I don't like Facebook. And I don't like the internet because I can't find a job.
Yeah.
The library blocked my password. Now tell me, does that make any sense to you?
Ma'am. We're not here to discuss your personal life. I'm sorry. Do you have any comments about the rezoning?
No, sir. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I think he should have been clear right off the jump. Yeah. Be clear.
Come on, man.
Yeah, comments.
Yeah. This is LA Live for Thursday, September 5th, 2024. It is a Thirsty Thursday Ladies Night edition of LA Live. Always for the ladies. Always for the ladies.
Or I hate women.
Oh,
who said that?
AI.
Stop it.
Yeah, Eric, that's embarrassing.
Cats, dogs, now women.
Yeah. Always for the ladies.
You're so toxic on this show.
It's hard.
fit on that morning show so well.
LA Live is sponsored by Kissable Dental and their No Bill Guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey starts today. Hey, there's a beautiful woman right here. I mean, a very, very attractive, beautiful woman doing a like a man on the street type of vibes. Is she speaking facts or no?
One thing you wish men understood better about women, what would it be?
Like, when something is fine, it's not fine. Read between the lines.
You mean be a mind reader?
Yeah, exactly.
So men are expected to be mind readers.
Exactly.
Why do women often expect men to do things that they're not physically capable of?
I don't know. I haven't encountered, like, I don't do that. Like, I don't expect men to do things they're incapable of.
Isn't that what you just said, though?
Being a mind reader?
Yeah. Well, you want us to read between the lines, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this. Who's better at communication, men or women?
Women.
So if men are worse at communication, why do so many women expect men to read their body language?
I think men are better communicators logically. Women are better with, like, communicating, like, emotionally.
Okay, can you think of any situation where logic wouldn't outweigh emotions?
I think logic should always outweigh emotion. Yeah.
Always.
Wow. He got dude. Us, ladies. Congratulations. Yep.
You win.
Oh, my gosh. This one was full of contradictions.
Amazing.
My brain was scrambled.
Yeah.
She did it to herself.
Totally rooted.
Yeah.
That guy was confident, though, asking those questions.
Oh, he knew it.
He knew exactly where he was going.
He had her punch drunk on the first one. He said, I got you.
He did. No rope-a-dope there.
That bait. Yeah. Hey, Fives on a ladies night. G-Bag of the day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook if you still go to that thing. And follow us all on G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here, very controversial, Jared Sandler called into the G-Bag Nation. He asked some smoke for our general, Gavin Dawson.
Oh, we got Jared?
I think
He got a little
Jared. Oh, he wants to get spicy.
Dawson, yeah.
Oh, this is perfect. True, Jared's here. I think Buffalo might be the sixth or seventh wild card team as Jared Sandler joins us now to protect his guy, Jack Leiter, who I have
protect
been corrected,
guy, Jack
was
Leiter.
Good yesterday, giving up one run per inning pitch. Jared, good afternoon. How you doing?
Yeah, no, I was listening because I love you guys. And Dawson, I heard you the other day when you were very passive aggressive with Broadus. I know how you can be. I heard the drive-by shot there. That's cool. I was just trying to help you via text. Not sound like a total...
Okay, so you say you're trying to help me via text, Jared. This is not how you address somebody via text in the middle of a segment. Be honest. Did you watch the game? Suggesting that I was dishonest, that's where you got sideways with me, Jared, just so you know.
But did you watch the game?
No, I didn't.
Okay. So
I saw his numbers. I saw his numbers.
I understand that.
Okay.
But I was just trying to help you out, because if you watch the game, then it would be a different approach.
I'm just trying to help you out.
He did say not sound like a total dip ass.
That's where you got sideways with me.
There was a lot of anger coming from that man.
And I did watch the game.
You did now, yeah.
And I could see why he was so angry now. He's fighting reality.
Stop it. Stop it, dude. People are kind of upset about how you dismounted from this conversation.
Sure.
This is legendary.
It's time sensitive. Yeah. Is even one of the top Rangers prospects anymore as the number two overall pick? I guess that's my bad for having expectations too high on a guy.
No, Gavin, you're spinning this because you don't know how else to combat me other than by playing the, I guess it's my bad. You're not listening to anything I'm saying, though.
Okay, that's like, the second insult you've given me in the last 30 minutes. Screw you, Jared. Goodbye.
See ya.
Bye. There it is.
See ya.
There it is.
I was totally listening.
There it is. There it is.
Screw you,
just
Jared.
Just make up stuff about my experience.
It's wonderful. Choked the life out of that.
Screw you, Jared. Twerp.
Yeah.
This is LA Live 105.3 The Fan. Hey, I got a woman right here. She recorded herself getting fired from her job.
No.
A woman on TikTok got fired from her job and shared the awkward conversation she had with the HR, with her followers, man. Tell you what, anything happens in your life, give it to the timeline, I guess.
Yeah.
Give it to the timeline. This lady's name is on TikTok is at We Sick and Tired. HR explained to the HR explained the company had previously spoken to at We Sick and Tired about her absenteeism, as well as her tardiness and a failure to improve. You can get rid of people for failure to improve?
Yeah.
Depends what state, I think.
They do the whole thing with the interview.
If you ain't getting better every day, you're getting worse,
They tell you what you're doing wrong, and if you don't get better, then that's grounds to fire.
Every day's the Super Bowl.
I wish I can work in all aspects of life. I haven't improved. Yeah, let's listen to this girl right here.
Okay, can you, I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Hi, Tatiana. This is Shelly from HR.
Ooh, Tatiana.
From HR, okay.
Bust it down, Tatiana.
Yeah, bust it down.
No, I don't remember you, but what's going on?
Uh-oh. Well, we had a discussion a couple weeks ago about your absenteeism and tardiness.
Okay.
Do you know what time you have to be clocked in at work?
6 o'clock.
Yeah, 6 a.m.
Okay.
So, unfortunately, on 7/18, you clocked in at 6:12.
Wow.
We had a discussion about that.
12 minutes.
Yeah, but, you know, they're waiting on you to be there, clocked in and ready to work at 6.
Okay.
So your employment is really going to be terminated as of today. Ooh. Because also, on 7/28, you clocked in at 6:21.
21 minutes.
Yes, that's 21 minutes of company time.
Do another one.
But I still work, though. Like, I still
work.
Why didn't y'all tell me that today when I was just at work?
Because I handle all the HR, so they wanted me to call you because we had that discussion, remember, about...
And that was the day that I let my... all right, keep going.
So you were also on 8/8. You clocked in at...
Damn.
Like... 6:32.
It's getting better. 32
minutes. Okay, so I let my cousin use my car the night before, and he didn't bring it. He overslept or something. He didn't bring it back till the morning. So, like, I still made it, though.
Hey, is that excusable? I can use that. Is that excusable? Can I tell Tim that?
I don't want to point your fingers, but that was my cousin's fault.
That was my cousin, man.
The show starts at 2, but I made it at 2:30 for G-Bag of the Day.
Come on, dude. Let my buddy use the car. A good guy.
I was expecting her to say I was there in the 6 o'clock hour. I started yeah. at 6.
How much do you need from me?
Yeah. I was in the 6 a.m. club.
I'm good up to 6:59.
9 days after we talked. So, and then on 8/12, you just did a no call, no show.
That was my birthday.
Oh,
August 12th, that's my birthday. Like, yeah. I already told you.
Plus that day off work, though.
But John, that's my birthday.
On
I'm
your
not.
Birthday.
No, that's fine. All right.
Everyone
okay.
works
okay.
on their birthday. Even I worked on my birthday.
Yeah.
Y'all too grown for me.
Well, unfortunately, I just need you to turn your keys in. And your
I'll
bags.
Be there tomorrow, because that's crazy.
He's crazy, huh?
Wow.
Yeah, recorded herself.
Yeah.
Conversation right there.
Sometimes you feel like companies are just out to get their employees, man.
Yeah. Felt that way listening to that.
It must be hard finding employees out there. Are we still doing that? Is it the people don't want to work?
Oh, yeah.
Or is it it's hard to find? What's going on? Where are we at in that conversation?
There's just plenty of turnover, I think. I think every time you blink, you show up to a place, you think you're going to see a familiar face. Oh, no, they're gone. Yeah, they're gone.
It's hard to find good people, man.
They're gone. Because the timeline was given me, and right after I saved that video, Tom was like, oh, you like that? Well, here's another guy quitting his job.
Look at this. I asked him if he'd stay another hour or, you know, and he goes... you and he walks away. He said he's took his tool belt, he's not coming back. But that's what you get nowadays. You simply ask an employee to work another hour, which is nothing, because look what time it is. It's only 2 o'clock and now he's flipping me off because you're done. No response. Just walking away.
He should have seen him walk. He had his tool belt over his shoulder.
Sounds like a pretty day.
Kept walking.
Yeah,
it was a beautiful day outside.
Beautiful day outside. Guy was just walking with his tool belt over his shoulder.
I believe this guy's got no respect for his manager.
Imagine what he would have done if he asked him to do something to his break, man. He would have been pissed.
People must have all types of monies. Because, like, how can you just walk away from the thing that's paying you?
You don't. You don't have the money. You just do it. Just pick it up later, find something else.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
You can't get any help if you quit your job. If you were fired, you get some help.
Yeah, I think people just kind of just they said, it's not for me. I'm going to go do something else. Yeah, I'm not going
to
do this.
I mean, the pay is so low compared to the bills. Yeah. I think even as you're working the job, you still are broke. It's like, I can be broke not working.
Yeah.
Just telling bill collectors to get lost. or I could go to work for 50 hours a week and still be broke. I mean, the economy has been heading in a very specific direction for like 50 years now to squeeze out the working man. And now we're at the end of it where me and wife working hard can't keep the lights on. Mm. And at that point, you're like, why are we even going?
Yeah. I had a $600 light bill yesterday.
Dude, I'm right there with you.
$600 light bill. And I didn't see it first. She seen it first. When I walked in the house, I was like, why is it so damn hot in here?
That's what I'm saying.
Look, Lucius. Yeah.
Let me tell you this. Yes. You take on the seventh job so you can have a $600 light bill. Yeah. Really. I you know me. Swim in the Pooh River
I'm
or air conditioning.
Feces
I am
so
not going to sweat at night.
Bill.
I'm not going to sweat at night sleeping. I'm just not going to do it.
I definitely have my AC up in the mid-70s now, though.
Do you really?
Yeah, in the mid-70s?
Because the last summer, the $600 bills and up. It went up from there. Yeah. So I'm like, dude, we're going mid-70s, no lights on, and we can kind of keep it under $500 in the non-summer months.
Man, my joint be like this 68, 69.
I about to say.
It's cold in there. You wake up in the morning, you shivering.
I'm like Juneau, Alaska in spring.
I love it. I love it. Anyone have some fantasy players playing tonight?
I got Lamar Jackson in a couple leagues for sure. I think I got Rashee Rice in a league, so I'm hoping he's balling out.
Shout out to SMU.
Otherwise, I think that's probably it for me.
In Richland.
Thanks for asking, Lucius. I appreciate it.
No, no problem, man. It was a setup. This guy took a shot at you.
Men, fellas, listen up. We are way crazier than that. We play fantasy football, dude. That's crazy. First of all, watching football is a fantasy, okay? We can't do it. We watch other guys do it. Fantasy football is a fantasy of the fantasy because that team wasn't doing very good, so we created a new fantasy to figure out if it, you guys get it, you're Cowboy fans, you know what I'm saying? So you're like, maybe I can win at this game. You know what I'm saying? Just make it one. That's one step. And then before the football season, you'll see this. There's three grown men on television, and they were doing a mock fantasy draft, a fake draft of an imaginary league of a fantasy. Like, fellas, how far from reality can we get? He's like, I just picked up Aaron Rodgers. I'm like, pick up your daughter from school, dude.
Why can't I do both?
Don't tell me how to live my life.
He's like, dude, your wife is about to be a free agent, dude. It's like,
hopefully.
Stop, bro.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I can root off.
Hey, y'all enjoy the first game of the NFL season. Yes! Yeah, we made it.
Football!
I'm grabbing some wings. I think I might do blue cheese. It's lit, bro. It's lit. All right, they're flashing a light at me. It is my time. My name is Lucius Alexander. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll be here tomorrow. Holla.
There he goes. LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the nation.
For the ladies.
Around the Bases, brought to you by Uber Eats, Wooly Bully. Have at it.
Elvis retiring tonight. We'll talk with Jared Sandler and where's the Rangers core ranking on these ESPN All-MLB course. That's next in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you? I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.